as we continue through this Christmas time looking at some vintage Christmas songs, take a listen to Andy Williams singing "Do You Hear What I Hear?"
Do you hear what I hear?
A song that has been captivating many for years, and it requires us to stop and meditate on these words. In this gentle retelling of the Nativity, authors Noel Regney and Gloria Shane use elements. You talk about the night wind, and then the animals, the little lamb, as well as a shepherd boy and a mighty king, to convey this message that this child will ultimately bring goodness and light to people everywhere. The words are relatively simple, but seem perfectly appropriate to a carol that builds its story little by little, like a ballad. You have one character who's asking a question to another. That is, do you see what I see? Do you hear what I hear? Do you know what I know? And these are nice touches. The contrast between a mighty king who lives in a warm palace and a child who shivers in the cold, well, it paints a word picture that is gripping. So this beautiful song, which seems to fall somewhere between a carol and a hymn, was written in 1962, and William Studwell calls it the only well-known American Christmas song since World War II with a clearly religious tone. It is both memorable and beautiful. And Anita Bryant and the Harry Simone Chorale, Charlie Bird, and who we just heard, Andy Williams, all had strong sellers with this carol. Well, it draws me to Romans 10:17 that says, faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. And in a book like Romans that exemplifies the gospel, we see that man is born a sinner in Romans 3. We see that the wages of sin is death in Romans 6, but we also find out that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And then in Romans 10, we find out that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, we will be saved. And then a little later comes this verse 17, faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. I like how John Piper puts it. He says, the daily fight of faith is a fight to hear.